She loves Chanel CC, designer belt GG, house full of models GG. How many bottles plenty? How many hating many?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of A Little Kiss and Tell. This is your girl Moneybags, and I have my two co-hosts in here today. So y'all introduce yourselves.
Hi, it's your girl Tori underscore RX.
All right, Tony G from King to Queen Talk. You know, we provide that black, brown, and unfiltered perspective on life, love, and everything in between. I'm glad to be back here with Money Bags. You know, got to join you before, so I'm glad to be here with all y'all beautiful people. You know what I'm saying?
Thank y'all for being here. I forgot to give you your OG intro last time, baby, because Tori has been here from the get-go, honey, and Tori is back. So
I'm back, baby.
But yes, we are happy to have my girl back on the pod. So yeah,
the baby slipped off. I'm back.
Yes,
know how they go.
All right, and we have a full room today. I know y'all see this. Y'all like, what the hell is going on?
A lot. But a whole lot of gang shit.
Yeah, we have some returning guests on. But today's main guest, I'm going to let them start with. Tanisha, you go ahead and do your intro. Anything you want to plug at this time, your social media handles or anything you have going on?
Yes, of course. So my name is Tanisha Renee. My platform, my main platform, is my YouTube channel, which is Tanisha Talks. I like to talk about love, sex, dating, relationships, anything related to black people, just real intellectual conversation. So Instagram, Tanisha underscore Renee, and I'm also getting to event planning. So I'm doing a workshop on the 25th of this month, and then next month I'm doing my first live podcast. So I'm gonna have some information.
You gotta let us know when that happens.
Absolutely.
I love this.
Lot of support. Okay.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is Keese. It's Marquise, but I go by Keese because people seem to mess up Marquise. I don't know how. It's M-A-R-Q-U-I-S. I get called Maurice, Marcus.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, just call me Keese. Yeah. So I've been Keese for years now. But I pretty much do events all over Atlanta. I've been doing young professional events for like 8 years. Currently, I'm at Bar Vegan every Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. I call it Wine Bottle Wednesdays. That's an event I've been doing right at about 2 years, a little bit over 2 years. It's going into my third year. Trying to bring that professional mix of crowd people back to Atlanta. It used to be here at one point, and then it just kind of fills it off. I have my MBA. I'm around a lot of people, from judges, attorneys, anesthesiologists, and it's like, where can we go? So just trying to be that place and that plug for them to be able to come out and have a great time. And my Instagram handle is still Shivers. I really am still Shivers. So I like the gentleman that was on before I just came on. It's all about the chivalry, you know, making sure that, you know, I just feel like women today aren't treated the way they should be treated and need to be treated. So I want to be that one man that when a woman come in contact with, she's like, hey, there's some great men out here. So.
Y'all hear that?
I love that.
Yes.
And so y'all know, so the previous recording, we had Brunch Boys ATL in the building. So yes, we asked them to stay and be in our audience today. Y'all gonna see them tapping in on these questions and things too. Keese felt like he needed some men to help back up what he about to be
right
to us today, y'all.
I feel like it's about to go down.
He said, get ready, okay?
Get ready.
Okay.
So we'll be sure to tag everybody, don't worry.
Full clip.
Okay, so for today's sex position of the day, we have the bend me over.
Bend me over.
Basically, you are at the edge of the bed. So the woman's lower part of her body is on top of the bed. The top half of her body is bent off of the bed. And the man is taking her from behind. And this is what it looks like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's different. I ain't never done that before.
Never.
You should
try it. Because I feel like my head, the blood on
the girl.
Her hands got it. Like, so
your
you got to
be
you gotta have
on the ground.
On the ground to kind of hold
it.
Yes.
Oh, so you
got
your hands or your like your forearm.
Yeah, that's a really good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's hitting.
You really get deep in there for that.
And other spots, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about
and where are you going?
True. Nowhere.
Where are you going? You can't go nowhere.
You can't get off.
The best woman to be in that type of position with is a slim woman.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's why I want them on here, too, because they can attest, and he can attest to it. So when women are thicker, the vagina isn't as wide. mm-hmm. isn't as big, but when a woman is smaller, she takes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, he's so, not yeah.
So oh, I don't wow. know if that's oh, accurate.
No, exactly.
Slim, thick women can take it, dog.
I understand the concept, but I think that that may just be based on experience. I don't think that's scientifically proven. Because there are some thick women that can handle
that too.
But you know what I'm saying?
So have you been? So, with, have you been?
I have.
So
I have.
You feel like slimmer women been able to take a little bit more?
The answer, the quick answer would be yes.
Okay, that's it. That's all. That's where we at.
Damn.
The quick Shut answer down. Would be yes, but I dare not leave out the thicker women I'm to say they that. Cannot.
See,
do
I didn't make a blanket statement. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, I'm just saying in general,
I got
slimmer
you.
Women can really, really take it. They do. Mm-hmm. I was surprised when I found
that
out.
I'd be wondering because I'm surprised. I'm like, damn, it's always these little bitty girls when you put big dick videos that I want to see. Damn, it's always a little one. I want somebody with my body size taking some big
Your body size don't be taking it like that.
I see. I'm like, what?
But, you know, for every rule, there's an
they
exception.
They should stretch.
Yeah. There's an exception to every rule.
And it's about angles.
Yeah.
Angles.
Don't
Angles. Just those
spots. Ramming exactly. it in folks and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, on this show, I like it.
Okay, so for today's icebreaker game, we are going to play Dirty Truth. So I'm going to ask a question, and we're not going to just go around the whole room because it's too many of us, but I'll just point to like maybe two people and let y'all answer the question. So what qualities do you look for in a sex partner? Name three. Two on the couch.
Cool. What I look for in a sex
partner.
Dang, so I like naturally beautiful women. So naturally beautiful, definitely naturally beautiful. I really don't like anything fake. And then I would say the second thing is, and y'all probably gonna laugh at me, but I look at a woman's feet. I don't have a foot fetish, but it's just my theory. If a woman take the time to take care of her feet, mm-hmm. she take the time to take care of her pussy. And wow. usually women that don't take care of their feet, mm-hmm. you know, don't do the best job taking care of their pussy either.
That.
Yeah, so.
Okay. That
was
a
boomerang.
Okay,
Tanisha. You gotta mentally stimulate me. That's a really big thing. So that's number one. I like a little bit of muscle. I need muscles. You gotta be able to pick me up. And I'm 5'8". I'm not tiny by any means. So it's like I need someone who can pick me up. Yes. And just down to try random things.
Okay.
So if we could bring like food into the mix, playing with toys, just be open minded to things. I like that.
What kind of food? You meet a man and they don't want to bring no toy. Like,
what kind of food you playing with?
Yeah, what's the food?
It can get
zucchini,
really
cucumbers,
messy, but
what are you playing with?
Cream, things like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Whipped cream.
Should
okay.
be in the other way. Okay. Messy is the way
I'm
to
just
go.
Saying.
Come on now.
Oh my God.
We gotta bring it back to the natural. You know?
Okay, let's get a good one. Have you ever slept with someone in a relationship to all of the men behind us?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, what?
Have you ever slept with someone who's in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I heard
wrong. We might as well go around and around with that one since it's
not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
Oh, no, I was out in these streets.
Right. Not intentionally for me either.
Okay, I'm being honest.
Not intentionally for me either.
Oh, come on.
I'm being honest.
It was intentional.
Right, come on.
Hold on, I can't speak for everyone, right? And I'm not trying to, like, I'm just this golden child, because I'm not. But I just was raised a little bit different. Like, my grandmother had raised me. I grew up without my dad. And all I saw my uncles do, and my dad was, like, non-existent, but he paid for sex. Like, I watched him legit pay for sex. Mm-hmm. Like, he would pay women bills and stuff like that to sleep with him. And my uncles were married, but they always said it's cheaper to keep her. So they wouldn't get divorced, but they would sleep around. And so it just put a bad taste in my mouth just to watch the damage of the woman that they didn't want to be with, because they would want my uncles to leave their wife. Mm-hmm. And my uncles always had a motto, you don't leave home.
Yeah.
You don't leave home. And so, and the girls were around my age. Like, they were sleeping with, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I was a teenager. They were sleeping with teenage women. You know what I'm saying? At that time. I mean, they were legal by law.
Yeah.
But, you know, think about your grown uncle sleeping with women that you could talk to.
Yeah.
And so to listen to these little girls be broke, to be heartbroken, it's like instilled something in me, and it just put a bad taste in my mouth to see what that felt like. And then one of my aunts caught my uncle cheating, and just to see the devastation, and then to find out it was a younger chick, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And so just seeing that, you know, I'm a firm believer, don't repeat cycles, you know. And so I'm trying to break these, you know, I'm trying to break these generations. I'm trying, right? And so that's one of the reasons why I never done it intentionally. Like, the one woman I did sleep with, she I found out she was separated. She didn't tell me she was married.
Right.
Because separated is still married, right?
Right.
That man could still run up in there and say, why are you with my wife, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one time I slept with someone unknowingly that was, she was a married woman, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got cheap on us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You got to have a different mental when you're trying to change things. You can't just go
and
in
sometimes
with
the same. You got to grow out of it. You got to grow out of that space.
Facts.
I would say for me, mine was very much intentional. No need for me to lie. Shame the devil. Okay. But I was 21 years old. You understand? So at 21, I was just, you know, really getting outside, even though, like, I moved out of my parents' house at 18. So as soon as I moved out, I was on my own. My mom, she got a divorce. She moved to a different state. You know, so I was outside. You understand? But I just happened to meet this lady who was actually about 12 years my senior. And met her, you know, at a club. At that time, you know, I was all my friends out in the club just having a good time. And I'm not saying that, you know, I was pulling every chick that I wanted to see and all that, but I was doing what I wanted to do at 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was clear. She didn't want to really be where she was, meaning in her relationship, but she was there because she had kids. Yeah. You know, it was a whole story.
Yeah.
And at 21, it was like, okay, I'm for it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You reap what you sow.
Amen. Amen.
And
boy.
So maturity and wisdom says after you experience that, you then start seeing certain things not lining up in your life.
Yeah.
So you have to evaluate yourself in order to say, you know what? How am I moving?
Right.
How,
that's real.
What
right.
seeds am I planting in order for me to actually succeed? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start reevaluating those things. And so at 21, yeah, that's who I was then. At 37, now, that's not where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I was outside.
We all have a past.
I had to leave with that. I was outside.
We all have a past. Okay, so for the final one, would you go for a threesome?
Been there, done that. I don't think for me.
Yeah, I've had a threesome.
Okay.
I feel like as a man, I'm shocked when he was like, no, they haven't.
Right.
But, like, how are y'all?
I feel like as a man, you got to get certain things out of your system, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's how, like, now, like, I can go months without sex because I've, like, sex don't drive me the way it does the average man or just a lot of men. I look for a little bit more in depth. But I had a threesome. I had the experience. Like, I've been with a white woman. It wasn't the best for me. Like, I don't never want another white woman. But I just feel like there's certain things that you have to kind of do as a man to get out of your system before you're really ready to be with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That makes sense.
That's
me.
At least my
like,
opinion.
Because you're curious about it. So it's like, absolutely. When are you going to end up?
Yeah,
and
once I had it, I realized I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool when they was both on me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like when they was on each other. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, nah, this ain't my thing.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some men
like when the women be
right.
on
each other. Right, right, right.
Well, women, for a woman to agree to a threesome, she really got to like women. And the way a woman touches another woman, she don't touch a man that same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like a woman that really likes women, like usually when a woman does a threesome, in my experience, when I experienced it, it's a woman, either one or both of them really like women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that they, like, don't get me wrong, I had a good time when they was both on me, but just to watch them be into each other, I'm like, damn, I can't touch that.
Because they just
they had this synchronization, like they was swimming in bed or something, you know?
Oh, wow.
You know, and so it was like, damn.
That'd be fun to watch. I want to be right.
I want to see what that be like.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, if I have a woman in my life and I let her, another woman come in the bedroom and she can goddamn synchronize with her like this, what the hell? You know,
it's
so.
Given. What's the, y'all watch P-Valley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's it. I'm like, okay. Okay, so what about everybody else in the room?
Yeah, so the thing, though, with me, I feel like I would be possessive. I don't know if I could do it with my man.
Oh, yeah.
I could be brought... I could see me being brought into somebody else's situation.
Like a unicorn.
Yeah. Okay. If she's attractive, then yeah. But mine, nah.
I agree with what she's saying. Like, I feel like my nigga... Because, I mean, you're always thinking also as far as, like, if you're going to try to reach out to that person, doing shit behind my back type stuff. I don't like none of that. And I ain't going to play with that. So, I think outside of, like, being in a relationship, possibly. Maybe. What if you laughing at? Fell down. He's looking at me.
What about you?
I'll say I've never had an actual threesome. I've had group situations.
What is going on with y'all? Y'all need to get weird.
I'm so shocked.
Yeah, I've had orgy situations.
Okay. What a threesome.
Right. That's a little bit more than
that. Is that a threesome?
Yes. I don't know what that is. That's a groupsome.
Oh, okay.
You had a groupsome.
Yeah. I'm not saying 12.
Oh, he was living the life.
Damn.
Three guys. I mean, three girls and one guy.
You step above threesome.
He can't handle
It was annoying. Okay, so she said y'all missed the foursome.
Hold on, what, the foursome?
Wow.
So is that two dudes, two women?
It's three girls. Three girls and one dude. What did he three say girls. To make y'all want to do that?
It gotta be fun.
Girl, I don't know. I think we all was just kind of horny on, like, the New Year's Day, like, going into the New Year. And it was just like, oh, I want to have sex, but I don't want to call nobody. And everybody outside. And, oh, me too, girl. And it's like, oh, like, let's go get cute. Oh, I got a guy. And we're like, okay, well.
Wow.
And I'm like, where he at? Like,
right. No situations kind of happen like that. I don't think you can plan certain things.
Yeah, you can't plan it. Because if you had a plan, you would have been
group
nerves.
Type situations, you don't be like, oh, let's go do this. Because it never works out.
But it was all three female friends. Yep. And it was one guy. Like, I didn't know the guy, but one girl did. And me and the other girl didn't.
I had two. So my first one was bought. So my first one was in DR.
You said alcohol? Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
Oh, DR.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I heard it go, look at that.
What's up, man?
My first one was
in DR. And the woman I was talking to at the time, I had no clue why she didn't want me to go to DR. Because I had never been in DR. And my friend, my homeboy, they kept telling me, like, bro, when you get over here.
So tell me.
They like, Keese.
What happened to
DR? They like, when you get over here, don't be Keese, right? This is a different world. And man, when I tell you, when you go to DR as a black man, you are the pretty woman in the club. Like, the baddest women just walking around, and they want you, and they're available. Like, they're all available. It ain't no woman there that's not available, right? At least from my experience when I went. And I've been a few times. So the first one was paid for, so that was cool. The second one was fun because
how much you paid?
Like, how did
like US
pay?
Dollars?
It was like $5.
That shit is cheap, dog. I don't even want to put it out there like that. You just got to go. That shit was cheap.
Wow.
Dog.
Okay.
So, that shit is cheap, dog.
So $5.
Because you got to realize the girls are living in, like, they're usually cohabitating in like a 2-bedroom apartment or something, and it's like 4 or 5 of them living in there together. So it's a poverty nation, right? Mm-hmm. So the money that we bring over there, it's, you know, they coming up, right? And so, right. And I think what blows the men mind and why so many men migrate to that is because they serve you, but you don't realize they're serving you because they need us. They, you know, they come from a poverty environment, but it's like they serve you, they please you, and they're beautiful, and they're young, and vibrant, and they're sexy, and you're like,
but y'all like serving.
You know what I'm saying? Well, no, we just want women, we just want peace, what they were talking about earlier. You know, it's just like, it doesn't really matter. For me, I want a naturally beautiful woman, and I need to be attracted to you. But if I had to pick attraction or peace, I'm going to go peace all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Because attraction fades. Yeah.
It's nothing wrong with the peace. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that you're basically saying, like, in order to get peace, you have to go pay for it.
Well, he's not paying her. He's not paying her to lay. He's paying her to leave.
He was paying for
He's paying her to leave. He ain't paying her to lay.
He paying her to come and go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It costs $100.
Wait, what does?
Brunch in Atlanta costs $100.
It does.
You and your lady. Piffy, you and your lady.
Yes.
Right? You pay for bottles of mimosas.
Yeah. Hookah.
Hookah. You more than $100.
$5, you get you 2 women, 3 women, maybe 20 at the most for 3 women to do whatever you need them to do.
Yeah, so.
But how long? Is it like by the clock?
About an hour?
It depends, because the girl stayed, we had an 8-bedroom villa. We had a chef that cooked 3 times a day. We had 2 pools, and we had a driver. And when I tell you, hey.
They thought y'all was
pretty. Like, they spent the night. I'm going to just put it like this. They spent the night. They spent the night at our villa. So.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yo.
I don't want to take over. Like, I got to
get tested first?
Yeah, like, I get tested, and I wear a condom, so I still wear a condom.
Not you. I'm talking about the women, because you understand.
Well, everybody's different. So the people that we went through, my homeboy had a connect over there. So, yes, they all get tested. And so they line them up, and you just pick who you want.
This is like prostitution.
You ever seen Rush Hour 2? Like when he was picking all the women out of rush hour.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah, it's like,
it's just like that.
Okay, one, two, three.
But that's their culture.
I understand, but that's their culture. Sure if I can agree with that.
Agree with what?
Okay, because I have a question, though, about this.
Go ahead.
Every time I hear this, it blows my mind because we always hear like really, really negative things about the women here who do OnlyFans and stuff like that. But then when we hear that y'all, but wait a second. So the only thing is, that's what I'm saying. So the problem is not the fact that they do sex work for money. It's that the price is too high for y'all.
No.
But what is it though? Because it's like, think about it, the action or why they're doing it. Because you said they don't have to do that, but you don't know what people's circumstances are.
All right. So I think it's apples and oranges, right? And the reason why I say apples and oranges, no matter how hard those women in DR work, they don't have the economic resources over there to do and get. Like, you all are boss women sitting on this couch, right? Y'all don't have to resort to that unless y'all want to. They don't have.
But how would you know that just looking at this?
I mean, because you're right here. Like, you're doing a podcast. Like, there's so many things that you can leverage. You can go online right now and become a YouTuber. I'm just throwing those things out there. It's million-dollar YouTubers. Mm-hmm. It's women right now. What's her name? Mulatto. Somebody was clowning on her panties or thongs or something, and she sold them motherfuckers on an auction for like $100,000 on eBay. She got like $100,000 from old panties she had on just because another woman tried to joan on her. So she's like, baby girl, let me show you something. And she turned it into an auction and sold her panties for $100K. That's what you can do in America. Like, it's dudes in America that, you know what I'm saying, it's opportunity here. And so for the women over there, the reason why I said apples and oranges is because that's their way of life. Mm-hmm. And so they cater to you with every aspect of themselves because they're their way of life. Like, one of the girls, she spent the night, and one of my homeboys, he didn't want to have sex. He was just like, look, man, I'm just not feeling the night. Maybe tomorrow night. She stayed there with him. She gave him a massage. She gave him a foot rub. Like, she just right there with him. And he didn't even have sex with her. But that's their culture, just to cater to a man. So beyond just the aspect of paying for sex and it being cheaper, they really just make you feel like a king, even though it may be an illusion. It could be, you could say that's an illusion.
She wants for money. But, she wants some tea.
And as you just said, it's out of desperation. Yeah. Like, y'all benefit.
But you got women here that you can pay for. Like, I mean, almost every man in this room has paid for a woman to some extent. Because if you take a woman on a date, if whatever the case, to a certain extent, you're paying for, right? And you've had women that you pay for, and the brothers will tell you they don't do shit. They still be acting entitled. They still be acting like, you know what I'm saying, like you need to still cater to them. They don't, like they were talking about earlier, ask me, do I need anything? Ask me, do I want anything? You know what I'm saying? Ask me how my day is going. So you can pay for a woman here in America, and she still don't even cater to you. You know what I'm saying? She just tell you that's what you're supposed to do. She think her looks and her body entitles her to my money that I work hard for. So they just don't think that way and they don't move that way. So it's a difference, if that makes sense.
Okay, I can kind of see like where he's coming from.
May I answer her question?
Yes.
Okay. So
let's get it.
Yes, I've been to DR.
Woo!
But I've also been to a lot of other countries. Right. I can say a lot of other countries.
Colombia?
I've been to Colombia.
I haven't been there yet. I gotta go to Colombia.
I've been to a lot of countries.
Gotcha.
Okay. The issue is not that the girl does OnlyFans in the U.S. The issue is she wants to be wifed while doing OnlyFans in the U.S. Yep. The difference is when you go to other countries, if that's what you're going to do, those women do not have the expectation of you wifing them.
That's true.
They understand their position and they understand what they are there for.
True.
They're not there to marry you. They're not there to... Now, some of them might try to finesse you and get you to get them over to the U.S.
Yeah, the green card.
That happens,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But typically, those type of people understand I am there for a short time, not a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm there for a fun time. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm there to get my money and go. But in the U.S., you have people like Amber Rose who says, like, slut walk and things like that, women empowerment. If you want to show what you want to show, you should be able to show what you want to show, which you should. You should be able to do that. But understand that a man is going to look at you in a way that says, whatever you put out there, that's what I'm going to take in. So if you're moving in a way that says OnlyFans, I'm going to treat you like OnlyFans. I'm not going to marry someone who is putting themselves out there in order to be passed around.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Whenever you compare, it is kind of apples to oranges because it's not the same in the U.S. Because in the U.S., it's like, well, accept me for me. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I do OnlyFans. Yeah, you should still want to wife me. And it's like,
nope. But no.
No, I want someone to respect themselves. But then here goes where people get confused, where some women get confused. It's like, well, you would sleep with me, but you wouldn't wife me. Correct.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely. I was going to say that too. Yeah.
It's very correct. So,
are you still want on the yeah, right way? But
exactly.
Not,
yeah, but I'm not going to wife you because I understand mm-hmm. what you're presenting is mm. what I'm picking up.
Yeah, mm. consequences for everything. Exactly. It's kind of like, I hate when people are like, when they post half naked pictures on social media, and it's like, I'm doing it for myself, but you're not.
Though. You're not.
We know that you're doing it for
you're looking
attention.
At the like count.
And if I look, don't tell me that I'm wrong exactly. for looking. So exactly. I do right. understand right. that. Yeah.
They try to put a motivation quote on it. Like,
right. Bro, I just seen that today.
I have the voice all in. And,
and then she'll bend over.
And the booty just
bend like, all the way over and then say, boss, you need to respect me. And it's like, well, I can't respect you. I probably would respect you more if I knew you personally. But right now, you're just bent over and I'm seeing cheeks. Yeah. So that I'm not even thinking about.
I love this crowd right now. I feel like this shit about to get real.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Don't move, okay? Okay. So, for today's topic, you guys, what's the big issues in the dating game? I feel like everybody keep making the same complaints. Mm-hmm. Atlanta dating sucks. And then I hear, oh, it's not just Atlanta, it's Houston and da-da-da and everywhere else, too. Men don't want to settle. Men don't mm-hmm. want marriage no more. Oh, I'm mm-hmm. okay with being independent. Oh, I got all my life to live and have kids.
I don't need him.
Yeah, it's just so, like, so many complaints. And I feel like so many single people who actually are potential and want love. Yeah. Why are y'all laughing?
No. It's nothing that you said. I agree with you. I don't what? Know. If you can, if you're, keep going, like, keep going.
Yeah.
No, it's,
You laughing because you've been through it?
No, it's just that... Like, so when y'all meet somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all have met somebody. Like, you know instantly, you like, this is probably the person. Like, it's probably. Like, mm-hmm. so, like, mm-hmm. we go through these situations where, like, you talk with a lot of people and it's like, it's probably not the person. But you still go through all the bullshit that you would for somebody that you actually think is the person.
The compromise.
And it's like, but now you just go, you don't really fuck with, like what we were saying before, you don't really fuck with them for real. You just kind of bored.
Trying to see.
You're trying to see.
Bored.
But now we're taking a year and a half to trying to see.
So that's settling then.
That's settling. Like
yeah.
A lot of people settle. Don't settle.
You all right over there, Josh?
That's why I feel like there's a lot of singles now because we're not settling.
Everybody trying to get, but you see Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram shows you, oh, me and Shawty out, we in DR. Or we out in Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. We having a good ass time. Oh, I gotta go get that too. I need that too. Mm-hmm. So let me try to go find somebody
that's gonna take me
in the meantime. Right.
Exactly. For a short time, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, now I got somebody too. But y'all don't really fuck with each other. Not for real. Like, y'all fuck with each other, but it's not for real. Like, you know when it's for real. Because you can just feel it. It's just something about it that just, something just kind of snap and it spark. I don't know how love. No, but it kind of is different.
I do feel
deeper
like
than
yeah.
that as far as mm-hmm. what the big issue is. Mm-hmm.
So
before y'all go there though, that's just the topic. I don't want to jump to that question just yet. So let's start by let me ask this question. So like, are y'all currently actively dating or not pressed?
No, I'm single.
You what?
I'm single.
Single still, but are you dating?
No, single.
Single.
No, you're not out here at all.
Single. But are you trying to date? Like, are you out?
Well, I recently met a woman. I'm not going to say too much, but I recently met a woman. Well, I've been knowing her for a few years, and we started to connect. Like, we just recently went to brunch, and brunch turned into dinner. Like, we ended up, like, going to brunch.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they didn't ask us to leave, and we stayed there the whole entire time.
Oh,
and
it turned. And it turned. Boy's like, what's up?
It turned into dinner.
So we legit
got there like right at about 1:30 for brunch. Conversation and everything went so well to the mm-hmm. point where we end up being at like 5:30. And so they changed over to dinner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah, it was pretty dope.
Wow.
It was pretty dope. So, you know, but she's recently coming out of something. So mm-hmm. she got to go through that period of healing and all of that good stuff, important. Right? And so that's very important.
That's a good question.
I plan to, but it's really up to her. So like, mm-hmm. I won't go too much into it, but it goes back to my statement I made earlier. Mm. Ladies, you all have terrible taste and choice in men. Like the man that you should select and choose do not be the man that y'all gravitate to.
True.
And the man that y'all should not choose and select for whatever reason, be the man you think is the guy. I don't know why the chemical, I don't know what the chemical imbalance is, but I just feel like you all have terrible taste and choice in men. Yeah, so, but we'll talk about that a little bit later because that's even deeper. Yeah.
Okay, so are you dating or are you like?
I'm dating now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Newly out here in these dating streets. It's very interesting. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it looks like it's working for you.
Right. She smiled. You said smile. She smiled. Right. Right.
Well, because I'm listening to what they were saying before, and I'm like, I think a big thing is, I don't know if I'm supposed to save this.
What?
I might save it. Because they were talking about people settling, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I feel like people settle in the wrong ways.
Mm-hmm. True.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So True. It's like you're settling. Someone could look really good on the outside, but they treat you like shit. And you'll settle for that. Mm. But it could be a really, really nice guy, but he's not aesthetically pleasing. But you won't. You see that as settling, but you don't see what you accept over here that's toxic as settling.
Woo.
That's the problem.
What a collision play that. What a collision play that. Boy, she right. spoke the word.
Well.
And that goes okay. to that book called Marry Him, mm-hmm. in case of selling for Mr. Goodenough.
Mm-hmm.
Story as well.
Yes.
I'm actively dating again.
Single
Nick.
In relationship.
I'm single.
Okay. Actively dating.
Freshly single.
Taking a break.
Oh, okay.
So you still taking a break?
Taking a break.
Okay.
Taking a break.
Okay, so now that we got that out the way. So, when was y'all's last relationship?
Ooh.
The ones that are single. And why did
Long
it
end?
Time. I've only been in one relationship in my entire life.
Wow. At what age was this?
So, I have a 15-year-old son. I have a 15-year-old son. He'll be 16 in June. His mom and I, we've been co-parenting the whole time. We was never together. I just made sure she had a comfortable life, being that she had my son. But I met a woman in 2016, 2017 that I thought I would marry. And so I'm a firm believer, if you don't see marrying a person, I don't see the purpose of a relationship.
Wow.
Right? And so I don't
Keith,
commit.
You are very,
yes,
very
I don't commit
mature
to a woman
and wise
unless
for
I see marrying her. So in 2016, 2017 was my only relationship. And then I've been single the whole time. And so I just can't find myself committing to a woman unless I see marrying her.
That's,
I just think it's a waste
that's
of time.
How it truly should be.
Yeah, waste of time.
So, wow.
So to piggyback off of that, mm-hmm. Around what time do you feel like that you can see yourself with that person?
I don't know.
How long does it take?
Like, I don't know because with my ex, I moved too fast. Mm-hmm. So I learned the importance of taking your time with her because mm-hmm. I moved too fast. I thought it was right. And what I realized is the number one disconnect between men and women is you all expect for us to change and we stay the same. You all, and we expect for y'all to stay the same and y'all change. Mm-hmm. And so... She met me how I was, but then she began to point things out that was naturally who I am. Uh-huh. And so I tried to work on those things, but I'm like, you have your threshold. You can't compromise every single aspect. Like, some things you got to just accept about a person.
Right.
But mm-hmm. women come in the picture thinking you all can just change us. Yeah. Like, if you don't like this, you don't like that, you don't like right. that. Well, you need to change that. Like, no, babe, what are you going to accept? Because mm-hmm. some of this stuff is just who I am, and yeah. I'm happy to be this way, but women still be pushing for us to change more. And then we like, shit, I met you hanging out, going to get hookah. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I don't want to hang out no much. I don't want to smoke hookah no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool and all, but mm-hmm. that's where the disconnect comes in at, because you all change, and we expect for you to stay the same, and you all expect for us to change, and we stay the same.
Mm. Some truth to that.
I got two things I want to say to piggyback on what you said.
Okay.
Okay, real quick, because I know you got other questions to ask.
One, project it out.
Your point just now, right, about changing and staying the same. Foundation is very critical. Mm-hmm. How did y'all meet? What is y'all foundation? Did y'all even start off as friends? Or did mm-hmm. you meet
Facts.
On the hookah vibe?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. The hookah vibe, mm-hmm. not saying it can't work, in my opinion, it might not work long term. That's just me.
Facts.
But mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, right? You know what you're talking about.
Second of all, you made a point. You asked a question about marriage, and you just brought it up again. And I've been wanting to say it since you said the thing about marriage, and now you said it, so I had to intervene. And this may go over people's heads that watch it, and even, you know, whatever. But I'm going to say it anyway. Are you preparing to be a wife?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And vice versa, are you preparing to be a husband?
Mm.
So
Facts.
Are people, your question earlier about, you know, are people, you know, it just seems like men don't want to be married. Are their wives?
Facts. Facts.
Don't seem like women in the mirror. Are they husbands?
Mm.
Facts.
You gotta prepare to be a husband. You gotta prepare mm-hmm. to be a wife.
You
Facts.
Do.
You can't. You just don't turn the switch on.
Right.
You don't just live a life of being outside mm-hmm. and pop a ring and think that it's gonna stop.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
You got to gradually, day by day, make a decision. Now I'm gonna do the right thing today.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm gonna step up and be a man.
today I'm going to step up and be a woman to my man, or I'm going to be X, Y, and Z. That's if you're not preparing to be a wife, don't be mad that ain't nobody trying to pop a question.
That's
that sound goofy.
Said a whole word.
If you're not so respectful to be a husband, don't be worried about trying to get a I was about to say a terrible word. Don't be worried about a woman trying to come down the aisle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't coming down in that damn dress. Her father ain't walking her down the aisle because your ass ain't worthy of being a husband.
Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, some of this stuff starts and stops with women. I know women hate the accountability aspect of that. Not saying you all ladies, but in general, women just hate the accountability aspect of it. But this shit really starts and stops with you all. And the reason why I say that is because I said, when I talked about earlier how you all, not you all, but just women in general, have terrible taste and choice in men. Mm-hmm. It's like, ladies, we're the pursuer. So you get to sit back with your legs crossed. Like that beautiful woman that got legs crossed.
Oh, thank
she
you.
Get to sit back and be like, you know what? I'm going to see who I want to give myself to. Right? You get to sit back. All these guys coming. You be like, oh, man, who do I want? Because we pursuing you all. Mm-hmm. Then you get to sit back and say, which one of these guys I want to open up my legs to? Because guess what? We can't get no sex until you open up your legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, furthermore, you get to sit back and say, who I want to open up my heart and myself to?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like women, for whatever reason, don't want to accept that y'all have that accountability and y'all have that power to choose what man you give access to in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like prime example, and y'all undermine each other. So let's just say I'm beginning to know her and she said no man can come to my house after 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. But then I get to know you and you say, you know what, you can come to my house after 11, that's fine.
Right.
And I get to know her and she's trying to compete with the both of you for me. So she's like, you know what, you don't have a curfew over here. You come in anytime you want. So guess who I'm going to go with? I would have start acquiescing to the 11 o'clock curfew.
Yeah.
But you pushed it past 11 o'clock. So now I'm no longer interested in her because you gave me more freedom and she just removed all the chains.
Wow.
So now I'm gravitating to her because now neither one of you stand out to me because she's allowing me to do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. But if you all synced up and said, you know what? No men coming in our house after 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We all as men will have to say, you know, well, all the heterosexual men. All the heterosexual men would have to say, you know what, bro? We don't like this shit, but bro, they don't band together, bro.
You have to act accordingly.
Guess what we gonna start doing? We gonna goddamn be at 10:59 trying to make sure we ain't getting locked out at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But you all don't band together. You don't have that. You don't hold that power,
right.
And you constantly undermine each other.
Exactly. That's you know what I'm saying? Not
one
there.
Woman to see like the most attractive man in America right now is guess what type of man? What y'all think the most attractive man to women is in America right now?
The ones with money.
Nope.
What?
Like a married man.
Wow.
The most attractive man to a woman in America right now is a married man. You want to know why? Because a married man, the woman that he has and he taking good care of her, every other goddamn woman, they looking over us single guys and they saying, oh, he's stable. He established. She wants him. He knows how to take care of a household. That's why you have so many married. It's married dudes. Obviously, you know we're not going to call names. It's married dudes that fuck twice as many women as I do.
Wow.
Triple the women I do because women throw themselves at them because they want that stability. And it's I don't know if it's a chemical imbalance or what that shit is, but it's just like that stability. He already has a woman he's taking care of. He's well kept. He has a career, business.
But he's not going to leave her for that.
I know, but.
It's like want what you can't have, though.
That's, but I don't know why. But like I said, only women can answer that question. As a man, I can answer that question, but only women can. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Married men be out here living their best life, man.
I know. They do be out here in Atlanta like they single. That'll make no damn sense, Chad.
I'm married, but I'm separated. Fuck.
Oh, Lord. Maybe I need to not be dating right now. There's a lot going on.
When was your last relationship?
Oof, a long time. Like 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't really dated like that. I did abstinence, the whole thing. So when y'all were talking about that, I'm like, I already know what that's like.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So when I say I'm actually getting back into dating, like I'm literally just like in a headspace now where I want to actively date. Where it's like I'm not doing the healing thing and working through stuff like clean slate.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you already in a relationship.
So I'm definitely in a relationship. But prior to, because my relationship is fairly new. So we made it official December of last year.
That's what's up.
So before that, congrats. I was 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's what's up.
previous episode, my brothers over there talked about toxicity. Mm-hmm. I was top tier.
You sound top like a toxic.
I sound like a toxic. Yes. Oh no, I'm delivered. He got the amen. The relationship I was in was definitely toxic.
Yeah.
And so now I can say like the relationship I'm in now is probably the most evolved and the most respectful and mature relationship that I've ever been in. And I've now been in like three relationships. And so now it's like communication. There's transparency, you know, all of those things. She came healed. Yeah. I came healed. Therefore we are healed. All of that is very important, you know, when entering relationships. So yeah, before that, it definitely took about 3 years for me to find, you know, that person.
Mm.
Yeah.
So to your point, what did we talk about last night? If you even resemble a glimpse of what my ex did, you gone.
Yep.
Mm. Like, because I'm not in a place to even entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, I, like he said in the last thing, I ignored the signs.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not even going to go into everything, but verbal abuse, physical abuse, all that stuff, it's going to be okay. We're going to pray over.
Mm.
You gonna, you know, she gonna turn the other cheek. She gonna be all right. No, she not. I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, to his point, when you heal, and when somebody else come heal, you realize how relationship is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be easy.
Mm.
Facts.
You shouldn't have strife. Don't mean you're not gonna have disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
Have disagreements. She don't like this. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's easy. It's no worried about you being out late. It ain't no because there's trust. There's communication,
mm-hmm.
there's transparency, she's secure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things that a man can do is make sure that his woman is secure at the end of the day.
Yes.
And she know, that's why mm-hmm. I said earlier, I was joking, but I said, take care of home.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, her home is taken care of, she good.
Yeah.
You could not talk for a couple hours. She like, oh, he not doing nothing.
Right.
And if
she feels safe with you. Yeah.
Because
I'm going to whoop his ass at the end of the day.
That's important.
Make sure her home is taken care of and she's secure. Like, she feels safe. She's good. Don't mean you got to be a millionaire or nothing that. But you can be a man. Anyway.
But see, that's what the man.
I ain't going to give all this game away.
They need the game.
I mean, he preaching though. I mean, because spot on. At the end of the day, as men, we got to own that piece too, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not a void of accountability too. Because mm-hmm. the number one need of a woman is security and stability.
Yes.
Number one need of a man is respect. And any man that provides security and stability, a woman respects.
Yeah.
But what we drop the ball at is it's five areas you have to secure a woman in. So it not just financially, it has to be mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, and financially, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Yeah. So what's happened is, you know, physically, can she trust her body with you, right? Mm-hmm. Can she give herself to you and know that you ain't gonna bring nothing else back to her?
Right.
Can she feel safe with you? Spiritually, do y'all align? Like, you can't be a Christian and one of us a Muslim. Mm-hmm. That ain't gonna go nowhere, right? So y'all gotta be equally yoked, right? Then you got mentally, can she share her thoughts with you? Does she feel safe just telling you her thoughts and expressing herself?
Yeah.
Will you listen to her, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Emotionally, can I open up my heart?
Right.
And trust that my heart is safe with you, meaning that if I cry on your shoulder, if I tell you something, I'm vulnerable, will you spin it around and throw it back in my face? You know, can
big.
I feel safe
Women
with that, right?
Women and then,
and,
a
then,
lot.
And then financially, a really good woman isn't necessarily out here looking for a man to take care of her financially, right? Mm-hmm. A really good woman just simply says, can you take care of yourself financially and stand on your own two feet without me having to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and if you can stand on your own two feet as a man without a woman having to help you financially, she will help you financially, but she don't want to have to come in the picture having to help you financially,
exactly,
right? And so when you secure a woman in those five areas, typically she's gonna walk off into the sunset with you. But the issue goes back to the woman in the aspect of, and he said something earlier that he said, well, it's kind of played out, but it's not. In my opinion, and this question I always ask a woman if I like her. What do you bring to the table and what do you add to a man's life? And I'm gonna tell you why I ask that one simple question. There is no right or wrong answer to it. If you say, I pray over a man, I cook for a man, whatever your answer is, that lets me know you're a giver and you're thinking about how you can add.
Mm.
If you can't answer that question or you be like, I am the table or I don't like that question, you're a taker.
Mm. You're so it's like, how do you add value?
Yeah, so my thing is, how do you answer that question just lets me know you're a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And all I want is a woman that tries, and that's a giver. I can work with you if you try. mm-hmm. right? You can't work with someone who ain't trying. Mm-hmm. You know, so if she trying to put forth that effort, she may not know
how. Too much effort in this last flight. God damn it.
You know, she may not know how to give me peace. But if mm-hmm. she's willing to try, I can teach her what peace is for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't play video games where peace for them is like, let me play the video game. That's what I do. Peace for me is when I come in, I kind of step off to myself. Don't think anything wrong. Mm-hmm. That's just my way of detoxing. I'm a loner by nature, right? So I kind of like to come in and be to myself. Mm-hmm. That don't mean I don't love you. That don't mean I don't care about you. I just need that.
And it's
that
like voice to that too.
But you got to.
Because like, being a woman, gotta, I don't know that. Like,
but no, some women know that, but they want to change you. That's they true. Want you. Well, can you just come in and kiss me first? I just said
I
like.
I don't think I knew what he. I don't know what he was trying to
again,
do.
You can't compromise on. That's the whole issue. I'm saying everything is not compromisable. Some things you just got to accept. If my woman says she got to come in and go off into the room and that's her thing, mm-hmm. either I want to be with you and I accept that, or I leave that alone.
But you got to voice it first.
I know, but what I can't do is say, hey, babe, when you come in the house, just kiss
change
me.
Change it. Because
what happens is now this person starts doing something for you that you really don't want to do.
It's
and
not
my
natural,
thing is, I want you to do for me what you want to do.
Exactly.
And if we start allowing people to do what they want to do, mm-hmm. they'll be happier doing it. And then we got to accept when people don't want to do something and not think the sky's falling, right? Because a lot of times when people don't want to do what we want them to do, we are like, the sky's falling, and we start treating them different. We start
I'm like, the only reason I'm saying I don't know is because at the end of the day, you have relationships where you want people to compromise, like she's saying, but then you also have men and women that are like, this is just me, accept me for who I am.
Right.
Not saying that it's right, not saying that it's wrong, but if it's a way that you don't want to be loved,
that's not your person.
To be loved in a particular way, how is that not?
I don't agree with that. I agree with what you're saying.
I agree with that, but what I'm saying is, okay, your person, like how, so your person is going to naturally want to compromise on the things that really matter to you, right?
And then there's so if a kiss matters to me when you walk in my house and you say our house and you say, hey baby, I'm home, kiss me, and then you can go on about your way.
About you this
I don't care like about you going on about your way, but it's really, really quick. Like but you walking in and I don't know that you're home.
But what if that person says, hey, when I come in the house, I don't feel like kissing, what do you do then?
What do you mean?
What you mean?
Like
you just like
because you don't feel like being in a relationship
a long time.
Because at the end of the day, it's kind of like because
he's not affectionate.
Yeah, because how can you expect for a woman to basically like cater to you or quench your needs and you not quenching hers?
You're just not quenching that. You see, the thing is we got
if a kiss for a female is the affection that she needs as soon as she walk in, it's a big need.
The reason why I'm using that as an example is because that's the issue. We have to identify what we're willing to compromise on and what we're willing and the things that we're not. Right. We think every single thing
is compromisable. So you won't compromise on the kiss, but you won't compromise on a bill.
No, I'm not saying I won't.
Or you won't compromise on a bill, but you could give me a kiss.
No, what I'm saying is,
I'm
not saying I won't. That's easy for me.
Right.
You want me to kiss you when I come in, I'll kiss you.
But and then you go about your
business. And I go about my business. But what I'm saying is, there may be a time where you with someone, and that's for them, they don't want to do it, right? And you just got to accept they don't want to do this.
But what's
do
the
you
definition let them, of a compromise?
The definition of a compromise to me
is...
To
do things you don't want to do, right?
I don't think compromise is necessarily doing things you don't want to do. I think compromise is doing things for the other person because you want to do it because you know they want you to do it. Okay. To me, that's what compromise is. Forcing...
They got comments in the back. I can see too.
I just want to know.
Forcing is when you do things you
women
don't
do. A lot of things they don't want to do.
I think we come
do
though.
A lot of things.
I leave like this. I think
to make sure you're happy, so you don't step.
And that's
out
where you all got to
so
stop,
like
right there.
But we have to stop doing that.
Y'all
but
definitely got to stop doing.
Okay, so back
because y'all wake up unhappy.
But back to the beginning of the whole
guess
convo.
Who for divorce
we're back
in marriage.
To DR where these girls are giving themselves.
But can I say this? Can I say this? I understand what you're saying. And I understand what you're saying.
I get it.
Let me, I'm not trying to get super spiritual.
Go ahead.
But I'm just going to apply this
scenario.
Okay. So a lot of times when Christians, because I identify as a Christian.
Okay.
A lot of times when it comes to Christians read one verse that says, wives, submit to your husbands.
Yep.
They forget the verse that comes before it that says, submit one to another,
right?
Mm-hmm. Submission is compromise.
Right. Yeah.
So if I'm submitting to my wife and my wife is submitting to me, or if I'm in a relationship, I'm submitting to my girlfriend, vice versa, I'm going to compromise with her. And if she says, babe, I know you need your time alone. I know you need a good 1 hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you could just give me a kiss before you go into the room and get on your game, just to decompress, because I know the world been at your neck. You ready to quit your job. Your manager getting on your nerves. All of that. The compromise is give your lady a kiss and then go about your business for the hour and then go back. Yeah. But the problem is a lot of times we get so stuck in our ways and that is a lot of reason why people are single. It's not because there are not good people out there. It's because you are stuck in your ways and you're not finding the ability in order to find a space of submission because you only want to do what you want to do. But when you are putting two different lives together, two different upbringings together, two different parents that were that brought you up, however your situation was, you're not going to be raised the same. Your mindset is not going to be same.
Yeah.
And so I understand what the brother said right here, but I don't believe in that word easy because nothing that ever came good came easy. But we have this perception in today's society: if it doesn't come easy, then I need to go.
When it comes
to the microwave, whenever it comes to cooking things, you want the quick, fast. Easy way, put it in the microwave. But how was our grandparents cooking? They ain't put nothing in the microwave. You had to, you were pre-cooking the night before. She was getting stuff the night before, set and ready. When it came to Thanksgiving dinners, she didn't cook the day of. No, she started the night before.
Yeah.
So whenever you came and woke up out of the bed, she already had that cooked. Already set for you. And so we have to have the mindset of you have to put in work. Everything is not going to be easy as it relates to relationships because y'all have two different mindsets.
Yeah.
And the last piece That's the fourth piece, though. So everything you touched on is spot on. But again, you reach that place to where you realize you're trying to force something, right? Because some things are just not natural to people, and they won't be natural to people. And some things aren't compromisable, and you have to accept that they're not compromisable, right?
But monogamy isn't natural for a lot of people. But you sign up for monogamy.
I think it is natural when you're ready. I don't think it's unnatural when you're not ready.
Exactly. So whenever you're ready, you're willing.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm comparing it to this situation. If your girl says she needs a kiss, if you're willing and you're ready in order to find that submissive space, that compromising space, then it says, I'm willing and I'm willing to serve you because we get lost in do for me, do for me. But if I'm here to serve you, if I wake up on my mind, how can I serve my wife? How can I serve my girl in order to better her situation and she does the same for me? We're going to find that compromise.
That's true. But you also got things that you just have to accept about her too, though, right?
100%.
And that's the piece I'm talking about.
100%.
We don't identify that piece enough.
But I don't think.
Because we think everything is compromised. You spot on. Yeah. I just feel like, not to beat a dead horse, it's certain things that are not compromisable and we don't have that honest conversation with each other about what 100%. We need to accept about each other.
Well, I think that needs to happen before y'all even get in a relationship, though. We're not having those conversations.
So if kissing at the door ain't your thing,
that sounds like somebody who I wouldn't be with if I know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Or I will say this, whatever you start doing, don't think that you can just stop because it's a lot of people, men and women, they'll start this particular lifestyle or this particular pattern. Mm-hmm. And then when you get into this household with these people, it changes.
That's
after having a kid or after being married for five or six years. It's different. Like the mindset changes, everything changes, but at the end of the day, as long as y'all go back to like Josh said, the foundation, and you understand why you was there the first beginning or the first half, whatever the case, I think you could deviate back and you can fix things that are now interrupted based off of your mindset of the present, not of what the past or the future holds, but what is going on right here because you got to live in the present.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to live like in that actual particular moment.
Yeah.
But just, yeah. That.
Okay, so we running out on time, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring this back.
We're going to have to bring y'all part two.
Everybody.
So many questions we did not get to.
So
let me just jump to this one real quick. So what do y'all feel like the biggest issue of dating in Atlanta is since we all live here?
I think the big
in your own personal experience.
I think the biggest issue I've touched on it. Just, I just don't think that, in my opinion, that enough women today think about. And Josh touched on it too. How enough women today think about how they can add to a man's life. And I just feel like the universal thing, the most fundamental thing you can do before you, as a woman, before you give out a man, I mean, take a man's number, and a man before he asks for a woman number, is how can I add to this person? It's just not enough of us thinking about how can we add to each other. And I say women more so than anything, because with a guy, we naturally know we got to take you out. We naturally know we got to spend money on you. We naturally know we got to court you, right? Like we naturally know that. But it's like, how many women say, before I give this man my number, you know, what am I going to pray over him? Am I going to ask him, does he need anything or want anything? Am I going to cook for him? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to speak a positive word into his life? I just don't think enough women think about the human beings that we are, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and how they can add to us. And I think if that was to happen more, I think you would see more women in healthier relationships, you know, because if a man see you trying to add to him, even if he's not ready and he fucks that up, he going to turn around and get ready for the next woman because he's like, man.
The next woman. So after I done spent my time doing that, trying to add value, you going to go to the next woman to get? No, see, that's the problem.
So I'm going to lead this. So
a lot of men.
Hold on.
It's a mindset.
Intentionally date.
It's a mindset.
Stop coming to us and really just wanting to fuck and acting as though you want some longevity or something like that. Because now you're fooling me and my guard is going to come up automatically when you done got the booty and now you trying to be on to the next or now you inconsistent or whatever.
Well, you got,
that's an issue,
well,
too.
Well, you understand the love hierarchy. So if you got a pyramid, all right, you got love at the top, right? So it's physical, you know what I'm saying, emotional love, right, for a man. So we go physical, emotional love. You all go, what, emotional, physical love. So by the time you're physical, the man is still at physical. Mm. He ain't got to emotional. And so as a woman, you got to get that time. So you go emotional, physical. He goes physical. Just and you don't give him time to go emotional. Well, it ain't really no time. It really ain't no time frame on it because you can sleep with a man in one day or you can sleep with a man in 190 days
and he'll still treat you the same way.
It's about you understanding. It's about you cultivating your discernment.
But why would the man still treat you the same?
As women, you got to cultivate your
discernment. They need to be intentional on their intentions too.
And ladies, you got to cultivate your discernment and your intuition. Your spirit don't lead you long. Like your spirit does not lead you wrong. Mm-hmm. Y'all omit shit. Like, y'all mm-hmm. be feeling that shit be off.
True. Yeah.
Y'all be knowing shit be off and still be going along with mm-hmm. you. I don't give nobody benefit of the doubt.
Sometimes you doubt.
I don't give nobody benefit of the doubt. When you show me who you are, I believe you.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but a woman will be like, well, you know what? This didn't line up, but you know what? I'm going to still see.
We are cutting hearted over here.
I think we're going to leave it at this, though. Look, why is it that a man will pursue a woman, and I mean, it could be years, it could be months, it could be whatever, and you will pursue that woman. You get that woman, and then you just smack do her every way how you been doing everybody else.
At that point.
Yep.
You made him wait all those years.
Yep.
Facts. Like, that's facts. Crazy to me.
I talked about this on a previous episode on the Little Kiss and Tell. There's a difference between a man showing interest and a man showing pursuit.
There you go.
And a lot of times women get caught up in his interest versus his pursuit.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And so if a man is interested in you, he's there to clap the cheeks. If a man is pursuing you, he's there to see people clapping their hands as you're walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
So there's a difference. But a lot of times, as Brother O'Hare said, if you're not giving discernment, because I feel like in answer to Tierra's question, a lot of times women are caught up in a cycle of accepting the same type of men.
Mm. Yep.
And therefore, you're getting the same type of result. And because you haven't, you know, when they say you keep doing the same thing over and over, but expecting a different result, they call that crazy.
Yeah. Insanity.
Can I say something? So to answer your question, my observation, just listening to your response, and I'm not picking on y'all, it's always what the other person is doing. So your response was like, women aren't da-da-da-da-da. And your response is, women aren't da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I don't think that we're taking the time to fully reflect on how we're playing a role in our situation.
Yes.
And honestly, it's like, that's a red flag for me. Like, if I ask someone what happened in your last relationship, and it's like, and my ex was this, like, you don't take accountability.
Yes.
And it's like, when people walk around saying dating is trash, first of all, I believe that your mindset and your words are energy, so you're already walking in a low vibrational state anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's like, when you radiate that you have values and you care about yourself, people who are not on that type of time, they know not to approach you. So if you're attracting the type of people who are wasting your time, they're toxic, they're this and that, what are you doing for those people to feel like they can even come into your energy and do that? Because honestly, like, women will very honestly know that they're not ready for a guy, and they'll fall back like, I'm not ready for this type of dude. They won't try it. Same thing with men. I hear that all the time, like, real talk, I'm not even ready for what you're, what you say you want. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are we presenting for people to feel like they can try us that way? But nobody, I don't feel like that's what nobody is really talking about.
Yeah, it definitely like starts within yourself. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And what are you attracting and how you're attracting it? Because if you're attracting the bum, every relationship that you enter, you do have to do a self-evaluation.
Right.
Male or female. Yeah. You got to look inside yourself like, what am, do I have low self-esteem?
Right.
So therefore, I'm looking for validation. And maybe the validation is coming from he wants to have sex with me or she wants to have sex with me. But it's not that they want to stay with me.
Right. Right.
So that's true.
And so for me, I'm not passing blame. You got a great point. I just like, I speak more so saying women this, women that, because I just want you all to understand that I just feel like women have some type of, I don't know what how it happened and when it happened, but you relinquish your power and y'all have so much more power than you give yourself, right?
Yeah,
that's why
I
keep trying to speak to that, right? And it's like, I just don't know why women feel so powerless today. Because you hear women say, well, it ain't no this, ain't that, me and this, that, and third. But I'm like, you have so much more power than what you think, you know? And it's like, if it was a, if women were to take, were to take accountability to that, things would change, you know? Yeah. And I just feel like, although as men, we're accountable and we need to take, you know, take ownership too. I just feel like women are just so much more powerful than what you all give yourselves credit. Like, a man would never reach. I'm the only reason why I'm ready to settle down now is because I feel like it's a whole nother level that I'm not gonna get to until I'm connected to the right woman. I see it. Like, I see it.
Yeah.
Man, I never felt this in my life. I'm like, shit. Like, this whole time I could have been further in life, but I've been out here bullshitting, you know what I'm saying? And I could have been connected to the right woman, you know, going to a whole nother level. Like, the right woman speaks life and like the right woman, you can put something in her. The reason why y'all have a womb is because y'all are designed to birth shit. A man can put something in you and you birthed it. I can have a business idea. I want to open up a hot dog stand. She'll be out there saying, ketchup or mustard. You know what I'm saying? the right woman births shit.
That's
you know
so true.
Yeah. From a house to a home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. And so that's why I'm like, so that's why I speak more so to the woman component, because y'all have so much power.
I agree with that. I think the part of the problem, though, is that we are so caught up in trying to be equal to men. I've kind of accepted a lot of the shit that men do. I don't want to move like that. My power is the fact that I hold myself to a higher standard.
You
know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're so caught up in the fact, like, you could smash 50 women, nobody judge you. I could smash 50 men. Nah, I'm not trying to move like that. I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? And so, speaking of what you said, I think that we have lost our power because we're trying to move in ways that aren't natural to us.
That's real talk. I feel like it's that generation that's coming up right behind it.
Like, got them all off, boy. That's
right. Okay, so, like, before we... Because I feel like we're going to have, like, maybe a part two for this.
Yes,
I hope that y'all all want to return. So I want to end this one on, like, giving advice to the single women or single men out here who are truly seeking true love and want something like a great partnership in marriage and whatnot. Like, what advice would y'all give them?
Communicate. Communicate.
Honestly, listen. Communicate.
Honest communicate. You're right. And listen to understand. You're right.
You listen to.
Absolutely.
People listen to hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If you listen to understand what the person is actually telling you, like what they're actually telling you, what they need and what they feel and all this other shit, then you kind of get to, okay, cool, like, this is what I have to do. Like, but if you just listen and just to listen, like, I'm just, I hear you, but I'm not hearing you. Like, listen to me. Like, I'm telling you what I need. Everybody here, they tell you, if they listen to this podcast, they'll hear exactly what Keith need out of a woman. Right? So it's like, okay, cool. Like, I know what to bring to the table now. You've heard everything he's
for
an hour. Right? So you get on. So, like, okay, cool. So now I want to be his woman. Right? Pause.
Okay, well.
I want to
figure
out how to do that. This is how you do it. Like, listen to him. He's telling you, he's giving you the whole blueprint.
Right.
Piece by piece, exactly what he needs. Right? He gave you everything he needs.
Right,
to
the whole number down.
And you still go out there and try to change him and try to tell him that I need you to do this and I need you to do that.
Right.
No, it's not going to work like that. Like, it has to be some type of if we're not listening to each other, this shit is never gonna work.
So I know, we like, just keep knocking, like,
like, listen to your significant other, they'll tell you exactly what they need from you. If they need more love, need more dates out, whatever, if you can give that, give it.
Yeah. And be honest and say that you can't. Don't keep leaving people on and stringing them along.
To touch on that, so for men, we got to learn that you all need us to center you. I finally accepted the fact that as a man, you have to center a woman. You all deal with so many emotions, so many different things. And as a man, we have to provide direction, and we got to know how to center you. And until a man gets in his purpose, you know what I'm saying, financially, you know, business, career-wise, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, like this brother over here is now because he's leading this woman, you got to be able to, you got to get to that space where you can lead the woman and you can center her and bring her back to, hey, baby, this is where we're going. This is where we're going. This is what we're doing. We're not arguing. We're going to talk about this. We got to cry through it. We got to pray through it. We got to talk through it. We're going to figure this out, right? You know what I'm saying? Come over here. Look, no, you can't go to bed upset at me. Come over here. Let me hold you. Let me kiss you. So as a man, so that's what the men have to do. And then, and then for the woman, women just have to be honest with themselves about, you know, what do I want? Because I don't think enough women really know what they want. You know, and so once women start identifying what they want, from there, now you can say, okay, this is what I want. Now, how can I add to this man's life? And so if a woman just does those two things, identify what she wants and what how she can add to that man, I think if you put those two components together with the man I just described and the woman that I just described, they can come together and become harmonious.
To go off what I said earlier, and this applies to both sides.
Speak up a little bit.
The biggest thing that both sides can do, men and women, is prepare for what you want. On a spiritual level, like he said, I believe in being equally yoked. I said that earlier. If you know what that is, it's deeper than just like and like. It means that, anyway, we don't have time. The point is, prepare yourself for what you want.
Yeah.
If you want a date, I can only come from the perspective of dating to marry. I don't have time to play. I'm not going to date you for 6 months, meet the family, whatever. Prepare for what you want. Are you, as a man, mentally ready to, mentally, emotionally, all that stuff, ready to take care of a woman? Because it's not cheap financially. It's not cheap emotionally. It's not cheap spiritually. You have to be able to give to somebody else more than, so anyway, the point is, are you prepared for that? And if you are prepared for that, then what steps are you taking? Maybe your steps are wrong. You know? You can't prepare to be a husband living the same way you was as a city boy. As being outside, it just does not work that way. You have to change your character. You have to change your perspective. You have to be more open. You have to listen to understand, not to respond. You have to take yourself out of the situation. As a woman, you have to get past the whole, I don't like that submissive word. The Bible bringing up the word submissive did not mean it in a negative connotation.
Right.
It did not. Social media in 2023 has taken it out in a negative connotation. Right. It made it submissive, so something so terrible that everyone, that's a bad comparison. But the point is, y'all get what I'm saying? A lot of women are scared of that word. Think it means that you're below him or behind him, when in fact, my wife is beside me. She's not behind me, she's beside me. Whether I make less or make more, it doesn't matter. She's always going to be beside me, right hand. She might lead me. There might be times where I lead her. There might be times where she knows better than me. I'm going to step back. I'm going to let her take me because I trust her.
Facts.
Like he said earlier, how can I serve my wife? How can I serve my woman? But once again, it goes back to the whole point. Are there wives and husbands out here worthy of that title, worthy of that care, of that respect, of that treatment on both sides? I hear it. A lot of girls be mad. I ain't mad at you for being mad. There's a lot of class niggas out here every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the same time, there's a lot of clown women out here. You know what I'm saying? Universal Soul Circus is hiring. You know what I'm saying? In town. Get your application. You know, sign up. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. You know? Get your shit together. In other words, like I always tell people every day, tighten the fuck up. Tighten up. That's it.
Yeah.
Whether you want to get spiritual, I mean, I can go that way too. Whether you want to keep on just I'm not spiritual, whatever. Bottom line, tighten up. You can't expect what you not are, what you're not. I can't expect to get a wife if I'm not a husband. I can't expect to get a husband if I'm not a wife. It don't make sense.
Can I say something? Or are we out of time?
No, go ahead, babe.
Okay. I think you really just got to know yourself.
That part.
And I feel like a lot of people, when they say, I'm focusing on myself, I'm single, it's a trauma response. Like, to them, focusing on myself is like, I'm just not going to emotionally connect. I'm a party, I'm a travel, I'm going to do this and that. And we're not really taking the time to really know ourselves, to know what we want, like you were saying, and actually heal from things. And I think that when you're operating in that space where it's like a glass half empty type of thing, when I meet someone who is a potential candidate, I'm not willing to give you submission, to give to you, because I'm in a state of survival, right? But if we could heal and operate out of love and do the work while we're single, that's your preparation phase. So I think we just got to maximize our time when we're single.
Amen. There you go.
Anybody?
I don't think nobody.
Deacon got some. I'm going to make it short. Okay. You said it earlier, the spirit of discernment, right? A lot of times, and I'm using names that we find familiar in social media, right? So a lot of times the women will skip a Russell Wilson in order to go for a future. Because Russell Wilson doesn't look aesthetically like a future does, or isn't as lit as a Russell Wilson. And now it can be flipped. If you find two women, men do the same thing. Men go for the BBL as opposed to a woman with a beautiful, you know, untouched body, we'll say. And I'm saying you have to have the spirit of discernment in order to say, I need to go for what I need and not for what I want. Because those are not the same. And a lot of times when you go for what you want, eventually that's going to turn to something else that you don't need. And so when you go for what you need, the wants will eventually come. Because if you're submitting one to another, the wants are then provided.
Talk to her.
Well, all right. We're going to call him Dr. Tony. Professor Tony.
Deacon Tony.
Dr. Tony. This was great. Oh, my God. Like, I really want to get y'all back. I have, like, this is probably, like, 15 more questions that I wanted to get to.
But that's good. Because
we like, yeah, we literally were, like, flowing, though. So, like, it all made sense. And I hope that this episode helps a lot of the singles and people that are really, truly looking for love and wondering what the issues are. I pray that this helps y'all and y'all's journey of trying to find true love, and maybe true love will come find y'all in 2023. But yeah, I appreciate everybody for being here today and reoccurring and my co-host and everything. We're going to tag everybody. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, share. Sharing is caring. I say that all the time. I do want to do some live event shows this year, so look for that. We're going to try to get something in the works, some little things. And yeah, until next time, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Give you this love that you want. Make it last all night, cause you know.
You know,
cause you know it's gonna be a fun ride. Now we're here, take over. Show me how bad you wanna. Give me that love that I want. Gotta keep me craving all night long.